AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Harvard president and former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports it's connected to the Epstein files.
Summers, who had been on leave since November and whose name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files, will leave at the end of the school year. He will remain on leave until then. Summers served as a Treasury Secretary under former President Bill Clinton and then led Harvard as president for 5 years, starting in 2001. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran is pushing back against President Trump's pressure tactics ahead of talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program, alternating between calling his remarks big lies to saying negotiations may yield an agreement through honorable democracy. The hotly contested Senate race in Texas is setting spending records ahead of Tuesday's primary. It's largely because of Democrat James Tallarico's fundraising and efforts by allies of Republican incumbent John Cornyn to save his long career. The Louvre, home of the Mona Lisa, has a new boss.
Christophe Leribaud, actuel président de l'établissement public.
Art historian Christophe Leribaud, a veteran museum director, has been chosen to steer the world's largest museum out of crisis. It includes the brazen heist in October of the French crown jewels. Paris prosecutors also say they're detaining 9 people in an investigation into a long-running ticket fraud scheme at the Louvre. Police in New York are investigating after officers were pelted with snowballs while responding to a massive snowball fight in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. Mayor Zora Mamdani says he stands by his previous comments.
I stay in regular touch with my police commissioner, and I appreciate the work that she's doing. You know, I've said time and time again that I, having seen these videos, to me, it was a snowball fight that got out of hand, and it should be treated accordingly.
Police say multiple officers were hit. This is AP News. There are new nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Among the 10 first-timers, Phil Collins, who is already in the hall with Genesis. Here and now. The late Luther Vandross. Lauryn Hill, the first hip-hop artist to win an Album of the Year Grammy. I need you tonight. INXS is also nominated for the first time, with others including Melissa Etheridge, Shakira, and Wu-Tang Clan. Mariah Carey's nominated for a third time. Sade for a second. The Black Crowes are back, with Iron Maiden, Oasis, Billy Idol, and others. I'm Sagar Megan.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.